I'm just feeling myself relaxing a bit more.
Good. So, Rabab, how did you feel? How are you feeling with this?
I'm having like a feeling of joy, comfort. Yeah. It's like being with someone I like to be or I love to be with.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's being in that, you're in a cocoon of unconditional love when you're in that place. And this is the place where you should go to whenever you're feeling tossed around by other people's energies, by people, you know, by people who push your button. And boy, are there enough of them out there that push your buttons, yeah? Now remember too, that by them pushing the buttons or your perception of them pushing your buttons is really what you are mirroring, all right? So by going into that heart center, you release all of that. That is not part of your reality. You let it go, all right? And you stay within this safe place in the cocoon within your heart center. Yeah. Susanna, how did you feel, darling? Were you two moving around a bit?
Yeah. I was my heart opens. Beautiful. It's like I feel more clearer. I don't know how to do you hear me?
Yeah.
I feel me more so light around me.
Beautiful. So what about you, Sonia? How does that make you feel, darling, when you go in there? It
makes me feel calmer.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, a lot calmer, peaceful. Yeah,
nice. Fabulous. Lois, about you, darling?
Well, for me, I think I have a hard time getting there.
Okay, so we'll need to, we've discussed this before, right? This crystal heart, yeah, the cave, and going in there. Okay, you probably just need a little bit more. The thing is, do you practice it at all, Lois?
I do the Ho'oponopono. I maybe don't think about crystal as much.
Yeah. You're disappearing off us, darling. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's better. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So,
I do the Ho'oponopono, you know. Maybe I'm missing something as far as
No. Do you go into that heart center at all? Do you go in there?
Well, I try to visualize it, but like I said, it's like I don't know if I really feel it.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't feel stuff, right? But if they visualize, and I mean, I know that, and probably you girls actually have heard this before about Master Stephen Coe from the Pranic Healing. And he said it took him 5 years before he could feel anything. Yeah. And this man is doing this amazing work out there. It took him 5 years before he could feel anything. So those people that have the ability to feel, it's a really a great gift because you're client, that's clear sentience. But it's like anything else. It's you train yourself. It's a practice, okay? To feel and to feel the energies. Really, really important. So when we're doing this kind of work, close your eyes because that's when you feel best. Yeah? When you close your eyes, because otherwise you've got distraction on the periphery all the time. But close your eyes and just go with that. Kati, how about you, darling? How did that feel for you?
Much calmer. It's been a pretty bouncy week, pretty rough up until the moon passed.
Okay.
And the energy started coming down. But I'm a manager at work.
Yeah.
So when my people screw up, it all comes down on me, and that was what was happening.
Mm-hmm. So and you go ahead.
Doing what I'm supposed to do. So it was very difficult.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if any of you have heard that when there is a full moon, that all those people that are usually have mental problems, ACT UP. Has anybody ever heard this?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You'll find that show hosts, you know, those people on the radios and that, they will say that all they get phone calls, or that all the loonies come out when the moon's up, when the moon's high, when the moon's full. So if they can understand that, and these people are not even, you know, attached to anything like this, can you imagine what it must be like for those that are, that's what the supermoon does? Yeah, so it's even stronger. So this is what happens. So if you, to me, if you just practice staying in your heart, not an easy thing to do because we're all human, right? Just stay in the heart as much as you possibly can. Because I think that, because to me, I know that's where the magic is. And all of you have sort of kind of discussed a, or spoken about a feeling of calm, a feeling of being grounded. Would that be right?
Yes.
Yeah, feeling of centeredness, basically. And that's amazing, you know, that you can't pay any money for that. You can't buy it. Mm-hmm. It's something that you have to, you know, you have to resurrect for yourself. Yeah, it's lovely. So, Ashlyn, you weren't with us last week. Did you listen to the call on the recording?
Yeah, I've listened to most of it. I didn't get the last 15 minutes of it, but yeah, no, it sounded, it was really good.
We had quite an interesting call last week, which was brilliant. And Susanna, how are you feeling since last week, darling? Apart from the moon doing its thing or whatever?
Yeah, I realized it because I had a lot of stress. But I realized that I managed it.
Good.
That I could handle it.
Brilliant.
So don't stay in the stress, but do the things I have to do because I have to do them anyway. Yeah. But at the end, I took a drink.
Great. Nice one.
It was for me the first time that there was 4 or 5 days with that much stress that I thought, wow, I made it anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. You got through it without too much hassles. Yeah. And I guess mainly this is what we do. We get through things, don't we? Yeah. We get through them, and it depends on how you handle them, whether you react or you respond. This is where the magic lies. And if you go into your heart, that means that you will just respond. You won't react. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Last time you talked about the assemblage point.
Yes.
And I was also observing myself. Uh-huh. Am I in at this point or not? But I realized that during the stress, I was all the time in my assemblage point.
Good for you. Well done. Because it's not easy when you get it, it's the emotions that toss us around, and that's when we come out of our assemblage point. Yeah, that's when it moves, that's when it shifts. Yeah. Has everybody looked at this up and found out more about the assemblage point?
I just wondered where it was because I couldn't tell. Is it about there?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
This is where your thymus lies, right? In the middle of your chest, on the flat part,
yeah.
That's your thymus. And it's also the location of the higher heart. Did you know that?
I didn't know exactly where it was, no.
It's also the part which is known as the higher heart. Yeah, gosh, okay. And so the assemblage point is just to the right of that, just above the right breast. Yeah. You might even feel like there's a sore spot there somewhere in there.
It's not sore, but it's like a tender.
That's usually that's for us as women. That's where it lies, and for the men, it's right in the center at the sternum, but further, up the top of the sternum. Yeah, that's where the men right in the middle of their chest is there, and yeah, because it, if people only realized, it's such a unknown thing for people in this energy field that we work in, people to have no idea. And I stumbled upon it because my guys pointed me to it, and I just went wow when I found that out, because I know that these are all parts of who we are, you know, just like your meridian system, just like your lymphatic, everything, your chakras, and they, because they are not actually in the physical, but they're in the energetic. And which is what we are. Everything is energy. That we're just become like, we're just like these big oscillating bits of energy all around, in and around us, penetrating through and around us. And this is where our electrical system, our neurological, our brains, everything is connected into this. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Here we think we're just this physical being here, this thing here. Yeah. Little do we realize what all, everything else is going on in and around us that controls us, that is part of who we are, that we set up these scenarios that see whether these things are actually acting in its ultimate and optimum levels or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we are the ones that set up the scenarios that affect those energy fields. Right?
Yeah.
So it's quite exciting to me anyway, sorry. I get all excited because I think it's just absolutely magic. You know? Is it just me? Come on, girls, you must be fine. You must be excited.
Yeah, we are.
I didn't have a, you know, I get excited about everything anyway, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, life is sweet when you can do that. Does that make sense? Life is amazing. And you can look at it through the, it was really, really interesting. You know, sorry I'm rambling on here, but my mother gave me this card once. I was in like 45, because I'm a lot further on from that. So I'm about 45 when she gave me this birthday card that said, may the child in your heart live there forever. Yeah? Because I think I've always been that way. But as I'm getting older, it's kind of even more so. Mm-hmm. Because I'm working with those energies that are enabling me to be there. Yeah. I honestly wish I could impart this to as many people as I possibly can. Maybe I should bottle it and get the... Maybe I should put it in MP3 and get them to... Jeez, I can send it out to everybody for joy.
That's brilliant.
I don't say this to girls because of anything special that I am. I say this because it's just amazing that I'm able to do this. And you think about, I'm going to be age-wise, I'll be 68 this year. All right?
Wow.
And I, really? Yeah, and I'm full of enthusiasm for life and for what's to come. I told them, I've made a pact. I want to live to 100, but as long as my health is good. Okay?
It's a good pact.
Yeah. So the thing is, you see, and something that I've come to realize now is having good health is a real treasure. Would anybody agree with me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you have good, when you're younger, it's interesting. You think you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Yeah. And you think nothing, you know, get in your way and you can do all sorts of things. You can jump out of bed and run down the stairs and do whatever you have to do. But as you start to get older, you realize that, hello, you're slowing up a bit here, right? But the thing is, that's fine as long as you stay and have good health. And that's the most, to me, the most magical thing. And I give gratitude to them every day for that. Yeah? So just keep that in mind, girls, as you go forward, that make sure that your health is good, because if you don't have it, you end up in some bed somewhere and not able to live the life that you should be living. Yeah. Anyway, that's all aside. Let's get down to what we're supposed to be talking about today. So I think the first thing that was on that list of ours for the second group call was the there it is. Where have I got this thing here? Let me just close it up. I think it was geopathic stress, yeah? No, it wasn't. It was cleansing of the houses and the land and all that type of thing. Yeah. So has anybody got any questions about that at all? Or any understanding of it? Or any wanting to know a particular place that needs to be cleared at all? Or have you been using your MP3s? To clear the house? Tell me what.
Yes.
Say that again.
Yes, I'm really using them like sometimes twice a day because yeah, I feel good with them.
Good.
I don't know. I feel just uplifted once I just put it in a loop and listen to it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I will just put that intention that I will have all the energies from these MP3s and just put it in a loop. So actually, I've been fine. I think this is the secret for the good energy that have been there last week. I think this is the secret. Otherwise, everyone was really going crazy around me, whether it's the family or during his job. So my colleagues were really like acting very aggressive towards everything. And I was there just...
In your bubble. In your bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, that's well done. Good on you, Bob. That's fabulous. Sonia, had you felt any difference in the energy since you've been playing them, if you've played them at all?
Yes, I have played them. I was just going to ask, with the some of the MP3s, can you play them with the intention of it cleansing somewhere else other than the place that you're in?
Let me just, let me ask him. Let me ask. Yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what I get, yeah. In the end, it's energy and it's about intentions, yeah?
Yeah.
And yeah. So, because you used that on the weekend for your, at your, where you were, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
And you noticed the difference there, didn't you?
Yeah, so I used it when I was at my mom's and I noticed a big difference. And even when I go back now, it is a lot lighter than it was before.
Brilliant.
So what I was thinking of doing this week is trying the geometric, geopathic stress one for there, see if that would help. And I've noticed a difference in the way everybody interacts with each other there as well. So, yeah. So I was hoping that if we could play it with the intention of it cleansing somewhere else, that would be really good rather than having to physically be there to cleanse it.
Yeah, no, because energy, yeah, no problem. Yeah, energy is energy, right? So when you, it's like, if it's just like when I can clean something if I'm here and someone's in Timbuktu or anywhere else, yeah? So yeah. It's the intentions, yeah. I'm just at your parents' house, did you say geopathic stress? Yeah. Do you think? Did I mention it?
No, I think that at that time it was entities. There were a lot of entities.
Yeah.
So the two of them, I wanted to play on a loop: the geopathic stress and entities. So just with the intention of clearing whatever's there. There's definitely been some cleanse, but there still needs to be a bit more. That's what I get when I went there. So,
you know, your mother's got entities again, yeah?
Yes, yes. I sort of picked that up. So,
and your father as well.
Yeah, they pick them up really quickly. That's what I'm feeling. So,
probably because they need their auric field closed off, you know, healed. And yeah, the auric field is affected. So we'll just ask now for my guys to. Just to fix that for them. I just love my guys. It just worked like that so fast. So fast. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Well, your sister lives in the house, doesn't she?
Yes, she does, yes.
Do you want to give it to her to play?
Yes, I've already sent it to her. So I've asked her to play the entity one quite a few times for her, because I've noticed, after we spoke last week, I noticed a lot of things that you were saying actually applying to her. The way she snaps at certain things when she doesn't need to. And even the assemblage point one, I thought her assemblage point was off as well with certain things that are happening with her and certain feelings and emotions she's getting. So I've sent them both across to her to ask her to play them. I sent them to her today, actually, so she can start playing them So I'll ask her over the week how she feels. But okay. She's definitely noticed the atmosphere lighter in
the house.
In the house, yes.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, your parents, they're all used, this is the thing, people are so used to being in that kind of vibration that they just kind of repeat itself, you know?
From our call last week, I sort of realised that they've been like that for quite a while, mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that there was quite a lot there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, Sonny. Anybody else want to ask any questions about the cleansing entities or anything like that? Is there some place that you, or an animal that you want to check on or anything like that?
Yes, please, Virginia. Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Could you check on Eli, my wolf? He'll be 14 this coming month, and NASA is doing much better since you worked on her. Thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful.
She is a healer, and she's been trying to help one of the guys at work. She just goes and sits with him. She just adores him. He has a lot of stuff going on. I want to make sure that she's clear. She's going to have surgery this week for those little lumpies and bumpies.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, let's have a look at Eli. Eli's lovely. He's clear.
Thank you.
Oh, he's beautiful. Let's have a look at your little one, Nessa. She's taking stuff off him. She needs clearing, okay? Okay, she's fine. She's good.
Oh, thank you, Virginia. I'm about to burst into tears. Thank you. Yeah. I can feel the energy. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, she's good. I get a feeling that she's needing the physical stuff healed. But yes. As far as the energy and the entities, you see, she's taking on that stuff from that man that she was sitting next to.
Yes, he has a lot. He's a wonderful, open-hearted guy, but he's dealing with so much.
Yeah, so she's taken that on, so we've just cleared that, but there's some energy stuff that needs to be physically for her, so we'll need to do something for her later on. Yeah.
Oh, Virginia, thank you.
It's all right, huh? It's all right.
They're the ones that have pulled me through these last 6 or 7 years
that have been beautiful.
So my loves, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Does anybody else have any pets that they need looking at? Okay, what about, are you happy with your, say for instance, Rabab, you know, your place of work, yeah?
It's a mess.
Yeah, so think about stuff, and Rabab, your place of work, and Sonia, what about yours? You know, you girls can take this thing in these MP3s and play them in there, yes?
I have it.
Yeah, you can go and take we even can, just go ahead.
We can play them in our earphones, can't we? Because without anybody else hearing, fine then. Yeah, I've been playing them at work. Yeah,
and also even if you just put them on silent as you're playing them, because it's going out into the vibration, into the into the building.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's really important too, because places of work, as you all know, can be quite debilitating energy-wise, yeah?
Yes.
And remember, your cars as well. Your cars can also have pick up stuff. I'm picking it up now. When I'm saying, just saying the word cars.
Oh.
Okay, I'm picking up some, and maybe more. All of you have got cars that have got energies that need to be cleared. Yeah. Rebab, do you drive, or do you? You're not allowed to as females in Saudi, are you?
No, usually, it's allowed, but I don't have my car right now. I'm using the rent cars, so usually a driver will come with a car. So usually okay. It's not mine, so I'm sure that there's a lot of energies.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. That's why I'm connecting in with you. Yeah, because I can feel that energy in those cars that you're traveling in. What about you, Susanna? Let's have a look. Susanna, do you drive to work and what have you?
No, I don't drive, but my husband has a car.
Okay.
Which I drive into.
That car needs clearing as well. Okay?
Yeah.
And Sonia, your car? Believe it or not, it's not too bad. It's good. Sonia, yours. And
yes, thank you.
It's all right, and Lois, let's have a look at yours. Lois, your car needs clearing, darling, okay? And Katy, do you get to work in a car as well?
I do, I have a truck.
Okay. That's right. Okay, right now, let's just clear all those cars out. No. Thank you. Lois, your car's nice now. Katya, your truck is good. Sonia, your car was all right anyway. Susanna, yours, yep. Ash, you don't have a car, do you, Dom?
No.
And, yeah, no, good. Much, much better. Wow. Okay, so now, has anybody got any, you're welcome, anybody got any questions on clearing cars and houses and land and anything like that?
Yes, as I'm using the public transportation much, so is it enough to just shield myself with the golden egg and just go on and ride with a car?
Yeah. You see, I know. What I used to do in Australia, I don't know whether I've ever spoken about this, I'm sure I said it on one of the retreat calls, was I used to envisage when the bus would come, before it got to me, I would envisage that it'd be completely cleared out and ask my guys, and then I would put a golden waterfall on the bus door. So all those people that went into the bus were cleansed, and all those ones coming out were cleansed as well. Yeah. So that's what I used to do.
Mm-hmm. You can do it on my door of my office also. Everyone who comes in will be showered.
Yes, absolutely. Anything. Your bedroom door. Anything. Mm. Your front door. Just envisage a beautiful golden shower constantly, you know, like a waterfall. It's constantly there. You set it up, and then you ask that it cleanses, heals, purifies, balances, and releases all energies that are not of love from anyone walking through that front door and walking out that front door. They only bring in love, and they only take out love. Yeah? Girls, we are only limited by our own mindset, what we think. If you can think it, you can do it. So that's a good way, that's a good one for public transport. Somebody ask me something?
I had a question about my land. It seems like we keep getting, like the heavy energies keep coming in.
Is that Kachi, is it?
Yes. And there was actually... like an attack on my land. It developed sinkholes last spring. That's when
Don't go there. What has happened since you and I have worked together?
I feel the energy, the darker energies come and go, and I just didn't know. Everything is still frozen and under snow, and it will be for a while, so I have no idea what's going on underneath. I try to work with putting light into the snow, putting the golden light into the snow to cleanse.
Well, sweetheart, as I'm going through your house, your yard now, your ground now, your land, and I'm going from one corner to the next. And I am seeing and I am feeling nothing that pertains to negative energies as far as I can pick up. All right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Only you will, though, know whether this is real or not, because if you still feel that there's any negative energies there, then let me know. But I cannot feel anything at this time.
Thank you, Virginia. Well, something heavy came and sat right on my solar plexus last night as I was laying in bed right after I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Arkwright and told Michael to get rid of it, and it happened before as well. So it seems like it's recurring, no matter how much I play the MP3s.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's just have a look at you. For some reason, you're pulling him in. As I speak to all of you right now, let's just strengthen the energy and the frequency in the MP3 four entities and implants for the land. All of the MP3s that are part of that package. I ask my guys to strengthen the energies. Form those MP3s to deal with all and any reoccurring instances of any kind. Shoot. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Just as a matter of interest, did anybody feel any energy then?
Tons.
Yeah?
Yeah, lots and lots of energy and lighter things moving out of my body.
Okay. Thank you, Kachi. Sonia, what did you feel, if anything? Sonny, you're muted, darling.
Sorry. I just felt something lifting, just calming. Just feel lighter, a lot lighter.
Lois, what about you, dear? Did you feel anything at all?
I felt a lot of chills again in my body.
What does chills mean to you?
Usually I feel that it's a clearing.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you, Lois. What about you, Susanna? How did that feel for you, Don? If anything, you don't have to, anything.
Yeah. I felt my head. So the outside part, I got this word mental, something mentally
problem. Lifting?
So it's lifting. Yeah. So it has, so it's really heavy, like it's thick, and it's lifting.
Brilliant. Okay, great. Rebab, did you feel anything, Don?
Yes, my lower part of body, from my pelvis down to the feet, I felt like a swirling movement, and I'm still feeling pulsating sensation at. My feet now.
Brilliant. And what about you, Ash? What did you feel anything at all?
Yeah, I've got shivers down my spine, which can be like energy releasing, or sometimes if someone says something and it's really significant. I'm trying to work out, I get it quite a lot and I'm noticing it happens, it's communicating something to me. And sometimes if they say something and they're right on the thing.
That's confirmation.
That's it, yeah. I think that's what it is anyway. I'm just learning, as you know.
That's brilliant. You see, girls, all of you, you see what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to let you understand what you're feeling, how to validate what you're feeling as well. Mm. Okay? So everything to me, when you feel, it's exceptional, because that's when you really know. That's validation. When you're feeling something, okay? doesn't matter that you don't feel, that's fine, because with some of us it takes a little longer than others. So as I'm looking at you, Ash, I'm just looking, checking for your grounding. You're not grounded, sweetheart, so you can ground. I'm looking at Rebab, and she grounded. Rebab, you're fully grounded here, all right? Fully grounded. And this is what I got when you were talking about that swirling motion. They were really pulling through whatever it was. They were taking it down through your feet, down to Mother Earth. Okay? Susanna, you're fully grounded. Sonia, you're fully grounded. Lois, you're not grounded, sweetie. And Kati, you're not grounded either. You know, you girls have worked with you before, and you know the importance of being grounded, right?
Yes. Okay,
so you must practice that being grounded, because I get a funny feeling. It's really, really interesting, because when I wake up in the morning and I know I'm not grounded, I feel like I'm floating someplace. Yeah, but for the rest, as soon as I know that, I ground it automatically every day now. And I could just feel that being in my body. And when I'm in that body, I can feel stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Make sure that you practice being grounded. I mean, once I'm up and I'm about, I'm grounded. But in that morning, and when you get up, because, you know, you're still coming back from wherever you are being. And, you know, it's like, I just know I don't feel like me.
So the reason is, you know, it seems like I have problems being grounded. So with my feet chakra being closed, would that affect part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can work on that. All right. We can work on that, yeah, because I came back to you with what I, yeah, feet chakras, if you're blockage, and I get it's also a lot to do with your lymphatics as well, and yeah, it's blockages in your legs, yeah. So yours is a different story, but the thing is to practice the grounding, because that's the most important thing, all right? The more you practice, the better you become at it, and it becomes just second nature to you to be in that place. Okay, so let's go to geopathic stress. Wow, all right. A lot of you all know what geopathic stress is, right? It's a sickness in the earth, and it's either to do with the water, underground streams, or cracks in Mother Earth. She's not happy. And all the ley lines, which are not 90 degrees, but slightly off. When the ley lines are off, that's when you know. So, geopathic stress. Why is that coming up? As soon as I say a word, if there is a problem, that I will, it'll react in my body. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to go through each one of you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Just checking geopathic stress in Ashton's home, where she lives. Clear. Checking geopathic stress with Susanna. Susanna, have we addressed this before?
Yeah.
Geopathic stress in your face?
Yes.
Okay, I feel that there's something, there's a residue of some kind there. It's nothing like that's going to send me off, but it's there. There's a heaviness there, all right?
Yeah.
Checking Rebab for any geopathic stress spirit. Rebab, you had a fair bit of geopathic stress in your home, didn't you?
Yeah, and we worked on that. And
So I'm getting like this. There's just like, it would be like about 1 or 2%, you know, this is what I'm getting. And the same with
a lot. It were two vertexes, so
yeah, in my house, I know.
So I think it's normal to have resistance.
Yeah, there was a huge, there was a lot of stuff at your place. And let's have a look at Sonia's. Sonia, any geographic stress in Sonia's home? Is it attached? Okay, this is from your mother's place, right? The parents. So your house is clear. There's no geopathic stress there at all. It's clear. And looking at Lois's home, geopathic stress. Lois, did we ever address the geopathic stress in your own place?
I think we did one, maybe the second time or something.
Hang on, let me just check this here. Did I ever speak about any vortexes in your home?
I don't think so.
This is what I'm picking up. There is a vortex there. Yeah. So let's address that when we speak, okay? Yes. remind me to bring it explicit. I know there was Jip ethics risk, but I didn't remember asking about the vortex. It seems like vortexes are coming up more and more now to be closed. Yeah, as the energy is changing, there's more and more vortexes coming through. And Kachi, let's have a look at your place for geopathic stress. It's clear. I don't get anything there. Any vortexes open? No. But what we're going to do right now is I'm just going to ask that all and any geopathic stress that I'm picking up the energy of is cleansed, healed, purified, balanced, and released of any energies that I you know, girls, a really strange thing has been happening. Once upon a time, whenever I smiled, I knew that the energy was cleared or clearing. But now that actually got me giggling. Okay? I'm actually giggling and laughing from the center, from my heart center. It's quite extraordinary. And I have to try and sort of suppress it because I don't know what people are thinking if I was to laugh, you know, like I feel. And that's what happens when the energy is cleared. I just get this uncontrollable, joyous laugh that happens. When you start to work with spirit, everything starts to change and you get new upgrading, new things happen all the time. And it's extraordinary. So yeah, they got me. This laughter wants to bubble up, okay?
You can giggle with us.
I know, it's extraordinary. When they start out, what? No,
it's one of my favorite things about you, your giggle. Like, it's just, it's very healing.
Yes.
As much as you like.
Oh, it really is. It's so amazing. Anyway, I'm just going to put that aside. So that's beautiful now. So Sonia, yours, that residue, it was never there. And Susanna, yours is clear. Rebab, beautiful. And we will look at that that vortex later, Lois, yeah? Oh, okay. Girls, anything? Anybody got any questions on geopathic stress? No? You all happy about it? All know that you haven't got it now? Never had it? Didn't want it? Get rid of it? Yes. So our next thing that we spoke about was the GMO foods and the alchemizing of those. Who has a problem with their digestive system? Sonia, you've been on a fabulous cleanse, haven't you?
Yes, I did have. I used to get very bloated, and I used to burp a lot in the evening. But you know what? Since I've been doing this cleanse, I haven't had any bloating. I haven't had any gas. My digestive system seems to be getting back to normal. To the way it should be. So I haven't been strictly, well, he says that you, the medical medium says you can do it, a hard cleanse, which is having raw food completely and not having any fats. And the fats he suggests is you take from the avocado, and that's it. Or you can include the avocado, which will give you a normal cleanse. And then if you want a softer cleanse, you can have cooked foods in the evening, incorporate some cooked
oil,
vegetables, yeah, and coconut oil. So what I've been doing is I've been having avocados every other day and then having once a week having a cooked meal in the evening. That's part of the book his thyroid cleansing book and his miracle foods book. So I've been just taking recipes out of there because I didn't want it to affect me when I started going back to eating cooked food. So I thought I'd balance it out that way. And I feel completely different. I feel a lot lighter. I feel the effect on my digestive system and my body as a whole is completely different. And even today, earlier on, my husband was saying that your mood swings you seem a lot better than you were before. And I think that's mainly down to the fact that I'm not eating corn, which he says a lot of it is GMO now.
It's one of the worst things for you, yeah.
Yeah, and I was looking online to see if there were any varieties that weren't GMO, and I think there was one, but then the website updated that it actually is GMO because it can cross-pollinate with GMO varieties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I haven't been eating corn, and most of the food I've been eating, a lot of it's organic now, so it doesn't have the added hormones.
Yes.
And indeed. I'm not eating meat, which has a lot of hormones in it as well. Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of that has contributed to the mood swings I have, any other effects, hormonal effects I've had as well. So it has completely changed me, and I do feel different as well with it. So I feel better for it, a lot better for it. So yeah.
Has it made a difference to your weight? Do you think that you've dropped weight at all?
I dropped 5 kilos.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well done.
That's in just 2 weeks, so I've dropped 5 kilos in 2 weeks.
Wow, well done. Yeah. We won't recognize you when we see you.
I can't see in myself where it's gone from. My sister and my dad, and my dad's quite critical of, and my mum, they're quite critical of my weight. It's always, oh, you need to lose a bit of weight now, you know, it's been 3 years since you've had your little one, you should try. But this week when I went back, my mum was like, oh, what have you been doing? Have you got one of those? She asked if I had those tummy tuck knickers on. And I was like, no, I'm not wearing those. And my dad actually said that I looked a lot slimmer. So, yeah.
Oh, well done. You know, there's nothing like family to be our best critics, are there?
I was just like, thanks, Mom. But yeah, so I have lost weight. And I'm looking at it as something that I can take forward as well, because it seems to be easy enough. I know eating raw foods is quite difficult, especially in this weather.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know, I've already thought in my head how I can take it forward.
Good
in terms
on you.
Of using the morning and the afternoon on the cleansing sort of diet, and then incorporating a cooked meal in the evening, and then treating myself to something that's naughty, so to speak, i.e. stuff that I always used to eat once a week, you know. So I'm not missing out on anything. And I really don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
Good on you. That's because it was quite a big undertaking for you to do that, yeah? And it's not an easy one, as you say. Yeah, especially to eat raw food in the middle of winter.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't think it, in hindsight, I mean, it was, should have done it in the summer.
It is what it is.
I started it, yeah. I think I got 3 days into it and I thought, oh, maybe I should have done this in the summer. And then I thought, you know what, I've started it. I'm not going to give up now. I'm just going to.
Keep going.
I go for it and I feel better for it. Yeah, nice. It's good. Yes.
Does anyone else have any food intolerances? Are you pretty good?
Yeah, it's possible, but I don't know if I have.
What do you think you might be intolerant to, Susanna?
Well, I know that ever since I take from the doctor says. potassium, you know what it is? It's a mineral.
Yeah.
And I start that. I don't go. Normally, I go every day to the toilet.
Yeah.
But now I do it every 2 days. And
so, why did he suggest you have potassium?
Yeah. because I have this high blood pressure medicament, and it takes the potassium out of my body. So I have to take this.
You know, yeah. Sweetheart, that you can have it through bananas, right?
Yeah.
I know.
And I think the other thing is kiwi fruit is high in potassium.
Yeah.
Dates as well. Yeah. So yeah, so you're taking potassium supplements, is that right?
It's a supplement, right?
Do you have high blood pressure or low blood? Is it high?
She said high.
There is a yoga pose that you can do. I'll send Virginia the picture of it and send it across to you. And it is literally just lying on the floor. It's a simple yoga pose that you can do for about 5 minutes that can bring your blood pressure down. Mm-hmm. And if you do it on both sides, I'll send Virginia it through so she can send it to you. If you 5 minutes on both sides, it can normalize your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like the recovery pose.
Yeah.
Okay. Between the left and the right. So that can help as well.
Thank you.
let me see here. I don't get that your body has got no potassium. Doesn't have enough. They will tell me, all right, my guys will tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking if your body is low on potassium, and I don't get a yes on that. So why don't you just give up that potassium, throw it out for a while, you know, put it aside, and just eat the bananas and the kiwi fruit and stuff, and maybe do the pose and see how you get up, how you go with that.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's I feel it that taking this potassium doesn't
do you any good. Why am I getting that you're gluten intolerant?
Gluten. Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah. No. That's why I told you I don't know if I have some intolerance.
Yeah, I'm getting here that gluten intolerant. All right.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. So just watch your gluten intake. We're in the different types of you know, like go for a spelt bread maybe and watch that type of thing. It's in flours. You're not wheat intolerant, but you're gluten intolerant. There's a difference. Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah, and the other thing is play the MP3 by your tablets that you take for your high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Remember, you've got that's part of the package, that the MP3s are alchemizing food and
liquid. And medicaments.
Yeah, and the medications. Yeah. Radiation is another one, too. So, has anybody got anything else? Corn is one of the worst things that you can ever have, Sonia. Absolutely. And I love corn. You know, I love it.
I know.
But I just stay right away from it now. It used to be one of my favorite foods, but
Do you mean
Q-U-O-R-N
or corn?
Corn, C-O-R-N. Corn on the cob.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Corn is not one of my favorites. No.
I thought it was a weird thing to have as your
not
favorite.
Not Q-O-R-N. No. It's almost as good as eating, what's that stuff? Soy,
soy. I think it's made out of soy, isn't it? Even that's really bad for you as well.
It's like eating nothing, isn't it? You might as well just eat veggies and be done with it. That's it. My goodness. So let's have a look at this. Anybody got any questions, answers, anything at all?
Yes. Can I ask, when you play the MP3s for alkalize and what's the other word? The food or the medicament.
Yeah.
The food or medicament has to be in the
vicinity?
Yeah, in this music. Let's say. You know, that I have to put my medicament there where the music is running.
Yes. Yeah. It would pay for you to do it. Yeah, if you can do it, do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And cleanse it down. And you might even want to put it on the loop or whatever. Just put all your medicines together, whatever. Do you take anything other than high blood?
Yeah, once. I take one high blood pressure medicament. Yeah.
That's
and
it.
The potassium. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But just put the potassium away for a little while. Yeah. And just use the alkalizing for the medication. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So mm-hmm. That's brilliant. Anybody got any other questions around that? No. Yes. Yes.
No. Dairy and fats.
Say again.
excuse me. Dairy and fats. Even though the only thing I really try to eat with once in a while is organic yogurt. It breaks my face out. The same with avocados, and if I eat any avocado, even like what you would normally eat in your diet, my face will break out. And chocolate, which I don't even like, but if I do have a little bit, my face breaks out. Some nuts, I love macadamia nuts, but my face breaks out.
So, do you have a digestive problem? I get liver.
Okay. I have a lot of toxins in my workplace, and I've been working in the automotive industry for about 20 years. So
funny that you brought that toxins up, because I'm just doing an MP3 for heavy metals.
I've been doing cilantro like crazy, trying to get rid of them.
And I tell you, the energy, I just have to say the word, and my whole body goes into contractions, and I was just asking, what they're trying to tell me is everybody is so loaded with heavy metals, right, with toxins. And we don't even realize it. And it's affecting us in so many ways, in our physicality, in your neurology, in your brain, in your every part of you, your cells, every part of you is being affected by this heavy metals. The toxins that we're taking into our body, just breathing, just by living, is astronomical. Like even the baby, I was asking, because you know I do these things, and I was asking about this little one who's now 6 months old. And I said, what percentage of heavy metals has she got in her body? And I got 3%. Already. And I was asking about the percentage of heavy metals in my husband's body, 70%. Do you understand what this means, guys? It means we're walking toxic metal, toxic structures, basically. We're holding all of this stuff in our bodies. Is it any wonder that we feel so attacked by, and your body is not working as we know it should? It's fascinating. And interestingly, when I was doing the MP3, my voice started to take, you know how I go when I do this stuff? My voice was going all strange because of the amount of power that was going through for that MP3. Amazing.
Virginia, when you started talking about the heavy metals and your energy in that direction, the whole front of my body it was like it was so happy that you were paying attention to that.
Oh.
And I could feel the energy in my body. I'm super sensitive to your work, and I just love it. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, because as you're talking, I can feel it. You know, it's like, I almost feel like it's lifting as you're talking.
Yes.
Okay. And sorry?
The tears want to come, so I know that it's working on a very deep level.
Is anyone else feeling any energy in their bodies about this when I'm talking about it?
Tingling all over.
Bloody gosh, never.
Tingling for Sonia, Rebab, what did you say, Don?
I was yawning all the time while you were talking to her regarding the heavy metals.
Is that releasing for you? Yeah. What does yawning mean for you, Rebab?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Sonia, did you,
For me,
Ash?
It's
Go ahead. Reba, go ahead.
When I yawn, I will feel like something pulling from my stomach up. So I think maybe I'm having something inside. A lot of stuff accumulated inside me, and I don't notice it.
Isn't it fabulous? See
Although
how we.
I'm really sticking to a healthy diet.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter about the diet, darling. It's what we're taking, breathing in. Do you understand? It's what we're. In fact, the diet is quite. It's quite responsible for this too, because pesticides, fungicides, herbicides are going into the plants and going into the soil, and guess what? We're eating it. Yes? The if we eat animal flesh, the chemicals that you were speaking before, Sonia, that go into not only meat but chickens. I mean, they're all flooded with all this gunk. So is it any wonder that we've got so much and our heavy metals are so high percentage? No? It's devastating, really. But we don't know and we don't understand it because we can't see it, right? It's a secretive, it's like a thief in the night. It comes and invades.
Yeah.
Ash, did you feel anything in your body when I was doing that, dear?
Yeah, and I was yawning a little bit and I could feel like a movement. My shoulders like moving up and round and out like that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Kind of light coming through when I was here.
Yeah. And I mean, I was just talking about it. I wasn't even setting up that there should be any healing done around it. But that's, they're already, you know, they're working on you all.
I just got a shiver then.
Yeah.
Confirmation. That's lovely. I got, my legs are goosing up. I can feel all this stuff coming up my legs. Wow. Like, oof, amazing goosebumps. Lois, what did you feel, darling? Anything at all?
I didn't feel a lot.
That's okay.
So Ashleen started talking about it. Then I started feeling the chills. But before that, then I hadn't. So interesting.
Yeah, it is. You see how you're all connected. We all know we're one, yes? We're all interconnected. So this energy, whether it works on you now, starts now, or you know later on, it doesn't make any difference. It's still working. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to ask that, let's just give gratitude and love and thanks for our communing today, because I think we're kind of getting on with time. And I know you've all got things to do with your time. So we're just going to ask that we be all placed within the cosmic diamond heart. Go into your heart center. In the cosmic diamond heart field. You're all being held in that place. We ask for Metatron's cube field. And we ask that we be released of all the heavy metals, as much as is permitted to be taken today. There I go. There comes the smiles. There comes the laughter. And we ask that this healing continue for 7 days. So that small amounts of heavy metals are detoxed and released through the lymphatic system and out through the normal channels of release for each and every one of us that are on this call and for all those that are listening in to this call after in the recording. We give gratitude and thanks and love to the Diamond Cosmic Heart, to the Metatron's cube field, which will hold us in its embrace in the future healings. And while I'm here, I'm asking too for the lymphatic system within the one known as Lois is cleansed in the same way, that all the chakras in her feet and in her legs are unblocked, allowing complete drainage of the fluid and the blockages in those parts of her anatomy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In full faith, we thank you. And give love and gratitude and thanks to the source of all that is, to Holy Spirit, and to all our guides and teachers who are always part of everything that we do. And so it is. So, girls, how are you feeling, please?
Lighter. And there's a, yeah, much lighter, Virginia. Thank you. There's something strange going on about third of the way into the call. There was a pressure right in the, like, in the third eye area.
Yeah.
And then I started feeling pressure inside my head that was moving around and becoming painful. Like to the left side, it was pressure on the face. It started about a third of the way through.
Brilliant. Has it stopped now? Or is it still working?
Still working.
Good. Okay. Brilliant. Because you know we carry a lot of those toxins in our brains, huh?
Yes.
And the central nervous system. So much. Brilliant. See how you go, Kachi. All right, let me know next week or just send me an email. See how you are. Yeah?
Thank you, Virginia. Are we going to have a call next week?
No, this is the last one. Oh, remember, girls, we spoke about doing all that clearing on the mother's stuff?
Yes.
Well, I don't know whether I sent that out in the email or not, but on reflection, there's so much involved here. It feels like it has to be a whole series on its own. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like at least 8 cents, at least 8 modules here, if not maybe even 10. So what I was thinking about doing is maybe doing a membership site, you know, just creating a membership, and then we can just add that, use those as our lessons as we go, clearing as we go forth. Is everybody happy with that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing a membership thing, yeah.
Okay.
Because it seems like the most cohesive way of being able to keep this thing sort of contained and doing it in step by step process. Because not only the mothers but also the fathers needs to be looked at as well.
Yeah.
Big time. So you see my reaction? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was just so many other parts of it. Like the tribal thing, Rabab, you brought up, and all of the cultural stuff that we all know works in all of our cultures. It's like as soon as I started to go through it, it's like, whoa, this Pandora's box just went bing, and all these things started flying out. Yeah. So I thought, wow, this is not something that you can do in the one session. This is much more than that. Yeah, there's a lot of ancestral stuff here, and it's really, really. It's really incredible how much, just like when I talked about the heavy metals, yeah? So I'm getting this feeling about this process of clearing the mother's stuff, clearing the father's stuff, clearing the ancestral stuff, clearing the cultural stuff, yeah? All the beliefs as well. Thank you, Bob, for bringing that, because, you know, we, those of us that come from different types of cultures, we have these belief systems that have been ingrained in the not only tribal, but also in the culture from which we come from. And those are you know, like that's pretty big, right? That's really, really strong. And it goes back. You think about what it goes back and how many centuries, generations it goes back through. Now, and also consider that when we do this, we will clear for those people that have gone before us, okay? Because they need it. You know that, right? They need the healing as well. Even though they've passed on, and it doesn't matter because they still are, their energies are still there. They still are entities in their own rights. They are souls as well. And it's their souls that need to be, to have that healing. Does that make sense, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so this is really, at the moment I'm doing a launch that I have to get out on February the 12th. So, so I'm sort of kind of tied up with that. So maybe in about 3 weeks or something, we can have a look at it. I'll see what I can put together as we go along. Because I think it'll evolve. Do you understand?
Yeah.
As we do one, two classes, one or two or three of you will, or all of you will think, oh, hang on, let's add this in. Yeah, or let's add that in. I think this needs to be looked at, okay? So this will be kind of an ongoing, evolving thing. Yeah?
Okay.
Yep. My ancestors are chiming in and they were very excited.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
They're lighting my body up saying, yes, 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 please.
Yeah, no, it's just fascinating when you start to open up these channels and the things that we had no idea were affecting us, right? No idea. And yet there they are, they're real. And they, yeah, definitely are affecting us. Hello? Who's that? Is that you, Ash?
Sorry, yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just trying to sort out a light behind the thing.
Yeah.
I need to get my headphones today, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, darling.
But you will email us with some details when you're...
I will, ready. Yeah. And we'll meet back on the Zoom. And please, by all means, if any of you has any thoughts that you want to bring in, bring it in. Because, you know, and when as a group, it's just, the healing is really strong. Do you notice that, all you girls? Yeah. As a group, the healing is really, really strong. So this is why it needs to have that group energy, because that just really multiplies it and amplifies it.
Okay.
Makes it so strong.
Yeah.
It's working every time now for you, isn't it?
I know, I'm quite excited about it.
It's beautiful when you start getting those kinds of feelings in your body, right? Your body actually tells you, and then you think, yeah, right, that's a confirmation. Right, so you girls, you see me every now and then, you'll see me go like that. It just happens, and I have no control of that's confirmation, big time. All right, so it's like they're even wanting to confirm even more what I'm already saying, which is as if I can't stop talking. Yeah, and it's lovely when you get chills, or when you get you know, you just know that the energy is running up and down your body, or you get something on your right. So maybe we might do a course on like two or three on knowing, getting in touch with your guidance. Because we all want to know how that's done, but we just don't know how to find this. Okay, so that'll be something.
That
we can work on that, how to be in touch with guidance. But also remember this is really important. When you are in touch with your guidance, that you need to know, like, and trust them and believe them. Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you doubt it, that's when you negate it.
Yeah.
Right? You kind of, you may as well just sort of shut the door in their faces and say, "Look, thank you, but no, I don't believe you. Thank you, go away." Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do we do all the time?
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. It's like, talk to the hand. I don't believe you. No, my mind's telling me this. You try to tell me something else. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what do? We negate it. And then we keep on doing 2 or 3 days. And why? I still want to find out how I'm supposed to know about these things. And why isn't my God telling me? And I keep asking.
Yeah.
For what? No reason. All right, girls. Mahalo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Great session.
So I will send out the recording to you all, and in about 2 or 3 weeks, I better put it in the diary, otherwise I'll forget.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
We'll talk about the other thing, all right? Lots of love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia. Bye.